Chapter 6, A Happy Ending. Jerry was sorry for leaving me. Polly and the children were very sad too. Some of the drivers at the cab stand wanted to buy me. Jack is tired now, and he will be too old to pull a cab. He mustn't be a cab horse anymore, was Jerry's answer to all of them. Jerry himself couldn't look for a master for me because he was very ill. So, Governor promised to find a good master for me. And they left in April when Jerry recovered. It was very difficult to part with them. Polly and Dolly cried as they were leaving me, and I saw tears in Harry's eyes as he was stroking me for the last time. Before they left, Governor sold me to a corn dealer. He was a good man, and Jerry trusted him. But the man's carter was not very kind to me. He always overloaded the cart. He made me work very hard and for long hours. He used a whip and put a bearing rein on me. I was getting weaker and weaker. My eyesight also became weak because I was staying in a very dark stable with no windows. Then the corn dealer sold me to a cab owner named Skinner. He was very cruel to his men, and the men were cruel to the horses. Skinner always overworked me. One day, I was very tired, and I fell down. Skinner didn't want me anymore, and showed me to a horse dealer. "This horse is too weak. No one will buy him," said the horse dealer. "You must give him a long rest and feed him well. Then sell him when he gets stronger." After 10 days of rest and good food, Skinner led me to a horse sale. There, a farmer saw me. There was a small boy with him. I liked them very much. I put my ears up and looked at them anxiously, and they both smiled and patted me. "This is a good horse, Willie," the farmer told the boy. "He isn't like the others. Can we buy this horse, Grandpapa? I promise I will help you look after him. Together, we can make him younger and healthier." Mr. Thoroughgood wanted to please his grandson, so he bought me for just £5. He and Willie took very good care of me. They often let me free on the meadows. They gave me good and healthy food, and they made me exercise every day. At the end of spring, I was strong again and felt much younger. Willie began to ride me. I was very happy with Mr. Thoroughgood and Willie. Then, one day, Thoroughgood and Willie were in my stable, and they were talking to the groom. "We must find a good place for Jack. It must be a peaceful place, with just a little work," Thoroughgood said. "Oh, sir, the old ladies at Rose Hall want a good-tempered horse for their small cart. They do not want a young, active horse, because they're afraid of riding too fast," said the groom. "Perhaps they can buy Jack."
"That's a good idea.
Let's take Jack to Rose Hall tomorrow and show him to the ladies. I hope they accept a horse with scarred legs." So the next morning, the groom cleaned me and made my skin shiny. And Master led me to the old lady's home. There were 3 ladies at Rose Hall. They cheerfully greeted my master at the door. Miss Ellen liked me very much, and she said, "What a kind face he has! I'm sure we'll all love him." Then she stroked the back of my neck. "Yes, he is a very good horse. He comes from a good family. But his legs were injured and cut after a fall," my master told the ladies. Miss Ellen's older sister, Miss Bloomfield, said, "I hope he doesn't fall again." The fall was not his fault, miss. He had a bad, reckless rider. "It was the rider's mistake," said my master. "Please send your coachman to us tomorrow. He can bring Jack here and try him for a few days."
"That sounds great. We'll send the driver in the morning," said Miss Ellen.
The next morning, a smart-looking young man came to my stable and looked at my body carefully. When he saw the scars on my legs, he was very disappointed.
"Why are you selling an injured horse to the ladies, Mr. Thoroughgood? You always sold or rented them good, healthy horses before."
"He has scars, but he can run very well. If the ladies are not pleased with him, you can bring him back," said my master. Then the young man led me to Rose Hall. He put me in a nice, clean stable and fed me. The next day, as he was cleaning my face, he noticed a white star on my forehead.
"This is just like Black Beauty's star.
And this horse is the same height as him. I wonder what Black Beauty is doing now," he murmured. Then he saw my white front foot and the small white mark on my back. He was startled. "The white star, one white foot, and the white patch of hair on his back? This is Black Beauty, I am sure," he murmured again.
"You are Black Beauty. I can't believe this," he cried out. "Do you know me? I made you ill, and you were almost dying," he said to me.
"I was a small boy at that time. I am Little Joe Green. Do you remember him?" He was so happy. "Of course, I couldn't recognize him with his black mustache and a man's voice, but I knew he was Joe. I put my nose up to him, and he began to stroke me gently." The next day, Joe Green harnessed me to a small cart and brought me to the door for Miss Ellen. She drove the cart very well. Joe was with her too. In an excited tone of voice, Joe said to her, "Miss Ellen, this is Squire Golden's old horse, Black Beauty, I'm sure of it."
"Really? I will write this to Mrs. Gordon. She will be very pleased that her horse, Black Beauty, is here," she said happily.
After the ride, Miss Bloomfield came to the door and asked curiously, "How did he run? Is he good?"
"Oh, he is great. You should try him too," said Miss Ellen. And then she told her sisters about me. They were all very surprised and excited.
Black Beauty was the lady's favorite horse. "He saved her life years ago," said Miss Bloomfield. After that day, the sisters drove me every day for a week. I was a safe horse for them, and they decided to keep me. The third sister, Miss Lavinia, tried me with the big carriage. She said to the others, "I love this horse. Let's call him by his old name." So here I am, Black Beauty again. My troubles are all gone. I live at Rose Hall. I have been here for 1 year. I love my new home and my ladies. They are very gentle and kind. They will never sell me. They promised. My work here is easy and I enjoy it. I am much stronger and healthier. I feel younger, too. Joe takes good care of me and loves me. Mr. Thoroughgood and Willie often come to see me. This place is like my first home in Birtwick. When I walk in the fields here, I imagine I am at Birtwick Park, standing under the trees with my friends Merrylegs and Ginger. I never forget them.